Although much of the federal stimulus package is yet to kick in, a majority of Americans don't think it will amount to much in terms of curing the economy. 57% of adults surveyed in a USA Today Gallup poll say the stimulus is having no impact on the economy or actually making it worse. Even more, 60% doubt the stimulus plan will help the economy in the years ahead. Economists generally say the recession would have been worse without the stimulus, though they disagree on how much it has helped. Chris Lefakis is an economist with MoodysEconomy.com. He says criticism of the plan is frankly too early since the majority of the road and bridge projects are just getting started.
Well, I think that there's been a large focus on the surveys that have been done on public opinion asking whether or not the stimulus has helped or not. I would expect those surveys to be very pessimistic on the effects of the stimulus because respondents' replies are based mainly on whether or not they have a job. And the labor market is still contracting. It's very fragile. It's not going to get better until 2010. So until the labor market begins to improve, I would expect consumers to be very pessimistic on the state of the economy.
How would you evaluate the stimulus? Here we are in middle of August here. I guess it was signed in February, so I guess we're about 6 months into it. How would you say it's playing out right now?
I would say that it's doing a decent job. It could be rolled out faster. It could be rolled out slower, but I think it's pretty much in line with what we were expecting we would get out of it at this point. We got about 7.6% of it in the second quarter, through the second quarter. So I think that there's still a long way to go, and it still has to be rolled out. But it's pretty much in line with expectations so far.
I know when the weeks leading up to it, because I think it was basically about a month after the president came into office before the legislation was passed, that heard a lot about shovel-ready projects, quote-unquote. Essentially, as when the largest criticisms have been that it is rolling out too slow. You know, as we see, all statistics indicate that there's going to be much more spending on this coming up later this year and into next year. But the emphasis certainly was when the president pushed Congress to approve it back in February was we need to have this done now to fix the ailing economy. Is the nature of some of these projects, especially, say, infrastructure projects, that through the bidding process or what have you, that it just takes X amount of time, that it really couldn't have happened sooner or could have been shaped to have some more impact quicker?
Well, I think that that's a good question. I would respond that it is a very lengthy process to award government contracts. The government needs to be careful in doling out taxpayers' tax dollars to winners of contracts, so they need to go through a bidding process. They then need to get the permits for construction, and only after a contract's been awarded and permits have been granted can a builder or a contractor then begin on an infrastructure project. So it is a lengthy process. I'm sure that somewhere along the road, I think decisions could have been made to accelerate the spending, but it was always going to take a long time to roll out public spending, as evidenced by history, and that's consistent with what we expected from the stimulus package.